Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. We're visiting today with Brent Johnson. He's the Iowa Farm Bureau President here in Iowa, and we want to talk a little bit about an opportunity that they have for young people. The Iowa Farm Bureau has been offering scholarship opportunities to young people for a very long time, and that project will continue here this year with the deadlines coming up not too far down the road. Brent, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Jim, for having me.
You betcha. Hey, talk about the scholarships in general. It seems to me these have been going on, these have been available for a very long time.
Yeah, you know, this has been a long-standing program for us. And one thing that a lot of people get caught off guard with is that every single year, the Iowa Farm Bureau partnered with our counties across the state. We give about $500,000 in scholarships every single year to those folks who are interested in furthering their education in agriculture or supporting rural Iowa in one form or another. And, you know, the ability for Iowa to remain a leader in innovation and, you know, top in production and world categories and so many different commodities, we really need strong leadership, bright people coming into the future to make sure that we can hold our own in the global competitive world, and this scholarship program is something that we've been absolutely thrilled with, proud to be a partner with and support our counties and those students long into the future.
Well, on the surface, Brent, the easy thing to say is, oh, well, great, they're training these youngsters to be able to, giving them opportunity to go train, to come back and farm. But the reality is it's giving them opportunity to explore a bunch of different chances out there in agriculture.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, agriculture is so diverse, and the opportunities to work there, you know, whether it's engineering, maybe it's genetics, agronomy, marketing, business. There's so many things that people can get involved with, and agriculture is just, it's such a wide area, and, you know, hands-on, blue-collar, white-collar, so many opportunities. And even just supporting rural Iowa, you know, I've had a lot of conversations where, you know, we've got shortages of doctors or nurses or, you know, whatever those support systems are that Iowans in every corner of the state really need, and maybe we're lacking. And so, you know, these scholarships aren't just for farm kids. These are for young adults who are looking to better Iowa in the rural sectors, either in agriculture or supporting rural in other business aspects as well.
Oh, you bet. And if you're investing that kind of money, you talk about like $500,000 a year, that's no small change. You're looking to get a good impact, a good return on the investment. You feel that's the case?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, this is one of those programs where, you know, I think a lot of students are really proud to say that they've earned the Farm Bureau scholarship. You know, on the state level, we give our scholarships are $2,500 each, and they're renewable. So, you know, that student can get up to $10,000. And so, you know, it brings a sense of pride, a sense of responsibility. And so, you know, if we think that student is that valuable, that the future of Iowa is worth that type of investment, we really feel like those students go to work hard and really add compounding value to what we're trying to do.
Well, and especially in some of the rural areas, the more rural areas, we sometimes give scholarship opportunities to area students, but, you know, we never really see them come back to the area. They move on to opportunities elsewhere. These types of opportunities can lead to job chances back in the home communities.
Oh, 100%. You know, we've not only are we doing this with scholarships, but, you know, we've supported legislation to, you know, forgive nursing and doctor loans to underserved areas. Same type of legislation for veterinarians in underserved areas. You know, so we're really trying our best to find those avenues to support rural Iowa, local communities, small town leadership. And this scholarship program is certainly a piece of that. But more importantly, to make sure that those students, build a foundation within themselves to be able to, find their place in Iowa and make agriculture a better industry, more innovative, and continue to push Iowa forward.
Absolutely. Brent, can you talk a little bit about the scholarships? Who's eligible for this?
Yeah, so basically what we're looking for is you do need to be part of a family who is a Farm Bureau member. So, that's a tremendous value. Most memberships, on the county level across the entire state are $50 or less. So that's very, very reasonable. The student does need to have a minimum of a 2.5 GPA. They do need to be accepted into a higher education institute, whether it's a four-year college, university, technical program, community college. They just need to be enrolled into something to further their education so that we can apply this scholarship appropriately. And really, after that, we're looking for people that want to enter the agriculture field or find a job that will support rural Iowa.
Sure. What's the application process like?
The application process is really fairly straightforward. You can easily go find it. If you go to iowafarmbureau.com/scholarships, fill out one scholarship there, and you're basically dual enrolled in both your county scholarship application program as well as the state level. And so it's one application, gets you into multiple opportunities for different scholarships. And then really from there, it falls on the county boards across the entire state to work through those and select those students who qualify, who are to be a good candidate and will put this money to good use.
Yeah, it's kind of nice that you get input locally from folks who are on the ground here in the area and who they think should be qualified for these scholarships. You get kind of a unique application that way.
Yeah, you really do. When I was serving on the county board several years ago, that was one of the committees that I sat in on was the scholarship committee. So we're looking at those folks selecting locally, look at their local applications. So many times we know those kids or their families, their situations, and what they're trying to do. And so it's really, it's a close-knit program. It's obviously very large, but, our grassroots mantra that we speak about all the time really displays very well through this program and being able to support these families and what they're trying to do.
And this opens up, as you say, some other scholarship opportunities as well that young people can take a look at. Brent, I just ask you a little bit about the investment, because $500,000 a year, that's a pretty hefty investment from Farm Bureau members to look toward the future. Why is that important for your organization?
Well, it's the future of Iowa depends on the quality of leaders that we've got coming through, and we really we invest in those kids in a lot of different ways, and the scholarship program is clearly a large program for us. $500,000 every year is something that we take seriously. It's something that we take a lot of pride in. But we also support the governor's scholar program. Many people recognize that we're involved in the boys and girls athletic programs and supporting those kids in athletics. We do things with FFA and 4-H and all kinds of different program areas to really support, build up, and promote today's future leaders, which are our young people and those people that are entering college. And this scholarship program is something that really they can start to take amongst themselves and start to build their own future in with their opportunities and hopefully use this scholarship to jumpstart their future. personally.
You bet. Well, agriculture may have changed over the years and will continue to change as we move forward. But one thing that's always going to be there is opportunity. And that's one of the things that the Iowa Farm Bureau is offering through that scholarship program. The deadline, by the way, for the online applications is January 31st of 2024, not too far down the road. And you can find out more, iowafarmbureau.com/scholarships, to get all the information you need and to get yourself one of the get that application process started. Brent Johnson is president of the Iowa Farm Bureau and has been talking with us this morning about that big investment in the future with our youngsters and agriculture here in Iowa. Brent, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, Jim. Thank you.